This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
And we're going to talk about some porn.
Yeah, okay, so I've got this expression. It's not just mine, but like, it's something that you absolutely love to do, which is almost like your little dirty secret, right? So up until this point, travel porn has been my thing. So, you know, when you like, you sit on the computer and you vicariously look at all of these amazing holidays that you'd like to go on and cruises and trips and, you know, like, so that's your kind of way of just voyeuristically experiencing the world, right? So I was a travel porn person. This weekend, I went exploring around Gisborne and that sort of thing, and I've discovered that house porn is pretty amazing. You know, like shopping for imaginary houses. So, you know, you go like and you find the house land packages and you go to the home developers and they go, oh, your house could look like this, X, Y, Z, if you have this much money. And it was so much fun. So you look around the opens like you've got lots of money. And so they think you're a potential cash cow.
Buy, yeah.
Which, I mean, at some point we will, but we're looking in like a year's time. So this is just research. But it's so fab to live vicariously thinking that, you know, like let's say imaginarily I could buy a house tomorrow. So my thought for the Joy listeners is, so I've discovered that I've got two different types of porn now. So imaginary house porn and travel porn. What is your porn and why?
And look, to make it a little bit easier, I mean, a lot of people's porn would be food porn, right?
That's true, especially in Melbourne.
Especially in Melbourne. Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, I'm a little bit guilty of that myself. I do like a bit of food porn.
So you're a foodie.
Yeah, I do like my food. That's why I'm a bear. but we have got, just to make it more enticing for you to email us or let us know, we've got a $25 pancake parlor voucher to give away as well.
Which fits in very nicely with your food porn.
And I love the background music, by the way, Luke. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
so treat yourself. You deserve it. Drop into the pancake parlor and enjoy sweet and savory pancakes.
Yummo!
Crepes, and it will make your mouth water. Yeah.
So $25 up for grabs for the pancake parlor if you tell us what your type of porn is and why.
Maple syrup.
Banana.
Strawberries and cream.
Luke, what is your porn?
Strawberries and cream.
No,
my porn. You know, I like your house thing actually, and you know, I have a funny story about that just quickly as well. We used to go to those open houses where they have the entire villages of homes.
Yes.
And we used to go with a bunch of us, and we have a mission, right? And it's actually bad, but our mission would be to try and steal the most elaborate thing we possibly could from these open homes.
Oh my
That's
god,
horrible.
That is so bad.
And so bad.
And so we'd all, this is like 10 years ago, so don't hunt me down.
Oh my god.
But like
god.
We'd do it, and at the end of the day, we'd all go to the car and go, so what did we get? And we'd all like reveal, and we'd vote on like the best thing that we got.
What was the best thing that you ever stole?
I think it was like an ornament of a monkey or something.
Oh
like
my
was...
god.
That is so bad.
I know, I
You're
was a kid.
Horrid.
I know, I was young.
Okay. You weren't a kid 10 years ago.
I was kiddish, I was like 20.
Yeah.
That's
not a kid.
It's dumb enough to do dumb things. Which
That's enough to get you thrown in jail.
Don't tell us that you steal shit because we can't, like, we
I can't trust you now.
No, but it's also like that puts us in a difficult position. I might need to report Luke to the police now.
Exactly.
For stealing a monkey ornament.
Tell us about your difficult positions. What is your porn?
Shut up, Luke.
0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
You got a cold?
Yeah.
Here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
No time for sexy on this station.
No.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
It's 7:45 here on the Brekkie Bears, and we are talking all about
porn.
That's right.
What's your flavour?
What is your flavour?
Different types of porn. And obviously, we just played Isaiah with Don't Come Easy, which is our entry into Eurovision this year.
It's also a great name for a porno.
And
Luke's making this weird. Stop making it weird, Luke.
Oh, you are making it weird. And I have to admit, that's a bit of my porn lately. It's like,
Eurovision?
Well, because the last entry came out this weekend. So now we know all 43 songs. So everyone's making their lists and ranking all the songs.
You know weird people.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So you're a Eurovision porn. That's
I love it. Oh, and yeah. It's like, I was like, Armenia was the last people.
I feel like I need a wash whenever you do that.
Yeah, exactly. Armenia was the last country to release their song, and I was hanging out for that last song to be played.
Wow, you have a fascinating life.
I know,
you really do.
I know. But look, we've had so many people let us know. We had Ron message in saying, morning, Brecky Bears. My favourite porn is pet porn.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge thing.
But not the illegal kind.
I was going to say.
We're not talking bestiality.
No.
We're talking
looking
like
at pictures of kittens and puppies.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's gone downhill this morning. What's
happening?
Yes,
it really has.
Downhill.
It's the music. It's the music.
It is.
I had a message from Owen who said, totally into furniture porn. It's got to a point where I can walk into an office or house and know the items by name and supplier.
Wow.
Owen.
That's an obsession.
That's pretty impressive,
no,
my friend.
No, seriously, my dad's massive into like antique porn. It's the same thing. You know, you go into antique shops and you get like those amazing desks and chairs. I'm totally on board with that.
Oh, and I mean, I've got a friend who loves Danish furniture.
Danish porn.
Danish furniture
porn. That's a different thing. You have to be. Don't ever Google Danish porn. It won't come up with furniture.
Okay, don't.
Furniture, you can sit on it.
We got Mark from Westgarth. He said he's into ice cream porn.
Oh, that's good. Walking in and seeing all those flavours becomes an ice cream shop stalker until he's tried all the flavours and secretly make reasons to meet friends at the shop.
I know. Shameless. I have to admit, there is one shop over in Brunswick that has special flavours occasionally. And
another message from Darren who said travel porn as well. Looking through the brochures,
Darren.
Drooling at the places I can't afford to go.
Yes, especially like luxury escapes or whatever, or those amazing expensive cruises that like for $20,000 you can cruise for a week. You're like, okay. Yeah. Or I could, you know, put a down payment on a house.
On a boat.
And just finally, thank you, Nurse James. God, Nurse James.
He says, can't believe you opened this can of worms. And he's traditional and likes porn. Actual porn, pornography.
Wow.
Just because.
That took an interesting turn, Nurse James.
Well, yeah. Not surprising, though.
No, not from
true.
Him.
I've got one more to add to the mix, guys, as well. I'm really into baking porn. So I like looking at like pictures of cakes and like recipes and just theorising about making those cakes and it gets me really excited and I collect cookbooks and cake books and stuff.
Do you actually bake them?
No, I do, but not all of them because there's so many I've looked at. But I do try and bake occasionally and make some elaborate cakes.
Do you have like a little floral apron?
I don't.
You do.
But if
don't
I did,
lie to
if
us,
I did,
Luke.
SJ, I would take it off.
I got an apron with a bear
God.
On it.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
This is really weird.
Porn.
Oh, that music. It's creepy.
If you want to listen to it, guys, it's called Funny 70s Porno Music on YouTube.
Oh, thank you. We needed that.
If you
that.
Want to get involved. No, toilet favourite porn. So we asked you to message. We had some fantastic messages in talking about how SJ's porn is like travelling and things like that.
Love it.
I did have one more, though. Just,
yeah.
One thing I absolutely love to do is walk through and look at the headstones in graveyards.
Wait, so you like
graveyard porn?
Graveyard porn.
Yeah. Love it.
Listen to the Brecky Bears. They love graveyard porn.
No, it's really cool to do. I like it. It's like, oh, that person died.
Why? That's so morbid.
Wait, I've got one, guys. I've got one. Are you dead tired? Wake up with the Brecky Bears graveyard porn.
Yeah,
it's the show's taken a very weird
turn. It's a really
turn.
Cool thing to
Why
do.
Why do you walk through graveyards?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, Mark.
No, it's like the statues and the headstones are really interesting and what people said on the headstones and everything.
Yeah.
And I really love the older graveyards where you get people who have died in the 1800s.
From the Black Plague.
Yeah, exactly.
The Black Plague.
I don't think we had Plague in Australia, but yeah.
We had another message in as well from Christopher, Tony and Angus saying tree porn. He likes tree porn. Spends the night in bed googling trees that I would have in my garden if it was big enough, and I put them all on Pinterest.
Aww.
I love trees.
Aww.
Oh, green thumb. I love that.
This has been a podcast for the Brecky Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.